Morning, A-Time, you know who it is. Streets Morning, take over, man. Second date update brought to you by 1-800-HURT-911. Who's on the line this morning?
This is Toya.
Toya, how you doing, Toya? How can we help you?
I'm calling because I went out on a date with a guy, and he's not calling me back.
Well.
Okay, that happens. Okay, so what's his name?
Lucci K.
Who?
Lucci K.
Lucci K?
Okay. Lucci K.
Okay.
L.
Okay.
Is he a rapper?
No, he's not a rapper.
So okay, do this. Do me a favor, Toya. Tell us about your ordeal or your situation. Tell us about the date.
Okay, so I was at the Ivory restaurant with my girls on last Sunday, and he was there with his homeboys, and we kept eyeing each other. So he came over, got my contact information. We vibed really well. Later that evening, we linked up and we went club hopping. And I had a really, really great time. Like, I thought we were really vibing, but he just went cold. He stopped. He didn't return my call.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
So, did he try to, I asked everybody this question because it's very important. Did y'all do anything that night?
No, we didn't do anything.
All right, so listen, we're going to get Kay on the phone, man. All you got to do is be quiet. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Now, on behalf of 1-800-HURT-911, we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card if he decides to give you the second date, okay?
All right.
All right.
That first date, if it don't happen on the first date.
Everybody don't work like that, bro.
Listen, man. That's why guys move on.
Okay, well, you got a point. It's a bad point, but it's a good point at the same time.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I speak to Lucci K.
Lucci.
Hey, how you say your name, brother, if you don't mind me asking?
Lucci.
Lucci K?
L-U-C-C-K.
Okay, all right, look, man, this young job, Mo Quick, shout out, man, Streets Morning to take over. So we got a segment on our show called a Second Date Update, man. And you recently went out with a young lady, man, and she called us up, and she been looking for you. She said she ain't heard nothing back from you from y'all first date. It was a great first date or whatnot, but she's trying to get to the bottom of why hasn't she heard from you. You familiar with Toya?
Yeah, I'm familiar with
Sunday. Okay. So if you don't mind, you got time to tell us about what happened on your date?
Yeah.
So why you ain't called the girl back then or answer her calls?
Ain't nothing like that. We went to Blue Rival. You know, I seen them. It was even on her own girl. I paid for that meal, whatnot. And I also got her number. That's what she was doing later. So she would come out later with me and my partner. So, you know, I picked up. We went out. You know what I'm saying? So we go to SL Lounge. We got us a section. So my partner's been saying, look, I got her in my DM. You know what I'm saying? I know her. You know what I'm saying? And she's talking to my other partner. So it just looked like, you know, shot a little bit too friendly. You know
like
what I'm
saying?
Like
she's slick for everybody.
A little bit too friendly. Yeah, like, you know, the whole team is smashed. I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? Because you know how my is. So, you know.
Do she come off like that?
Nah, she don't come with Brian. She don't come off like that. But, you feel what I'm saying, at the same time.
The proof is in the pudding.
I got to go with my boys.
Every time you look over somebody else in her ear and she's engaged and seems like she's interested.
Facts.
I wouldn't call her back either.
Right, so listen, we going to do this, man. I'm just going to let you know. We got Toya on the line right now, man. She heard everything. So, you know, I'm pretty sure she got something to say. Toya, where you at, baby?
I'm here. That's a little foul. I mean, I'm a friendly person, so I'm not in a committed relationship. I'm having fun. We're out. And I'm just engaging in conversation with different people, whatever. But he had my full attention. I was there with him. It wasn't like I was doing anything, you know, reckless or anything. I was just talking and chilling, just having fun.
If he took you out around his boys, y'all are in a semi-relationship, even if y'all just met, because y'all are together.
No, not necessarily.
No, we're not. Who, where you from?
You ain't going to be talking. My date, hey man, boyfriend, tell her, partner.
Okay, so tell me something else she might have did on the date, Lucci, that caused you to not call her back.
Rocking out, vibing out, and I see my partner, like, she just talking to him, and he just act like gave her the phone. Like, you can see her putting in her IG, like, ain't like he just, you know, asked her, he just gave her the phone, she put in the IG, like, oh, like.
So he ain't even have the finesse or nothing?
Nothing.
Toya, what you got to say about that, baby girl? Did you or did
we
you not do that?
Changing IG contact information. I mean, I like followers. I'm trying to get my followers and my subscribers up. That's it. It's IG. Know. It's not like I gave him my phone number and was like, hit me up later.
You know what, though?
I ain't going to do that.
Hey, Lucci, I'm going to keep it 100 for both of y'all. Toya, I feel you trying to get your numbers up, your followers up. But coming from a male's perspective, when a woman give her IG out, that's open access. That's better than the phone
that's
number.
That's the new phone number.
That's the new phone number. And while you trying to get your followers up, you're going to get your body count up too. That's just how I go.
Yeah.
But I'm not out there like that. So just because somebody has my IG doesn't mean that they have me.
It don't matter. You get them one step closer to having you.
Yes.
I never looked at it that way. That's a good point.
They slide in the DM. Good.
You're so gullible.
Okay, so Toya, with all due respect, I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. I totally hear where you coming from. You know what I'm saying? You your own person. You're a grown woman. You already put it out there. You're not in a committed relationship, so you really belong to no one but yourself. But you know, when a brother is out with you and he trying to kick it with you, or just out amongst his friends and people, he not gonna want to feel like he got a girl who for everybody. Even though you may not be smashing everybody, but the fact that you give your attention to different guys, even if it is to just see what's going on or if it's just communication, like, you got to keep that at a minimum. You know what I'm saying? I ain't judging you. I ain't saying nothing. But that's obviously the reason why he hasn't called you back. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the time. I'm going to give you a little advice at least. I'm going to ask him, Lucha K, if she could just stop, you know what I'm saying, being in the DMs or allowing people to be in her DMs, will you at least consider taking her out on a second date, my brother?
Man, I would consider taking her back out. But she just got to know, when she with me and my homies, my partner, don't say nothing to them. Don't talk to them, period.
Exactly.
Like, that's off limits. Oh. Don't.
Because you already know how your partners is, I'm sure.
Know them.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it was like that. I understand. I was just trying to be friendly because they were his friends. I didn't want to be antisocial. So, yeah, I could do that.
Okay. That is. Hey, A-Town, a second date update just took place. They will be going on a second date. Hey, Toya, Lucha K, we're going to hook y'all up on behalf of 1-800-HURT-911 with a $50 gift card, big dog.
Hey.
I want y'all to make sure y'all take that and spend it the right way on y'all's second date, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, A-Town, y'all know what it is, man. Second date update was a success. We need to hear what y'all thoughts are on this second date. 443-520-945. Keep it locked.